When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll find themselves your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it, your bill. Every weekend, better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Rob and Akiva need a podcast number 156. And today, the season 3 episode of Fishbowl is back as we are talking about season 3, episode 7 of The Sopranos. And now, here's a man who woke up this morning and got himself a gun. It's Akiva Winokur. Akiva, how are you?
Oh, imagine if I walked around with a gun, like how many times I'd shoot myself by accident.
Yeah, well, would you disclose if you were packing on this podcast?
I would disclose it. You'd know, like, I'd plaxico burrows myself like twice a week, I feel like.
Do you think that you would lay down during the podcast and maybe accidentally shoot yourself?
I'd fall asleep. I mean, I do it to my glasses, which are very, you know, like important to me. Like, I'd fall asleep on my gun twice a week, and then who knows what happens after that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we are very excited to talk about The Sopranos. Coming off of the dad joke off, we had a lot of fun over last weekend listening to dad jokes, but now we have to get down to serious talk because a woman who is no fan of dad jokes is here to talk about something that she is passionate about, to talk about season 3, episode 7 of The Sopranos, making her third week in a row on the podcast. It's Nicole Sestrino. Nicole, how are you?
Is it my third week? I think you were mistaken.
Is it? Well, okay, you were on for the variety pack.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
And then we called you during the mailbag.
Okay.
And here you are again. And Akiva, I believe this is history, right? Yeah. That no person, I think, has ever been on 3 episodes in a row.
Well, most besides people are smarter than me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow, Nicole is in the history books. What does she get for her third appearance on Renap?
Nicole, you know, if you get 5 in a row, we send a hat. I know you'd want to wear a Renap hat around town.
I definitely won't.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you could make the hat. Nicole is very crafty.
I am crafty.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Would you make the hat for us? We have an argument over, because there's like IP issues with our hat. So we got to send them to.
We need Huya a design. Can you help us make a design for 5-timers?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right. We are talking about season 3, episode 7 of The Sopranos. It's an episode called Second Opinion. We're going to be talking about that. Ironically, this is your third in a row.
Yes.
For Second Opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So we will talk
She's
about
giving
that.
Us a second opinion, like her second opinion of the show. Yeah, didn't go well 2 weeks ago.
You'll have a second opinion on Renap.
Yeah, it needed a mm-hmm. second opinion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Original air date, April 8th, 2001.
Do you know how many times I've seen this episode?
4.
Oh, no.
How many?
I would say at least 7.
At least 7. How about that, Akiva?
Well, you know what? The Sopranos used to be on TBS. Remember?
I do not.
Or TNT. I don't know. One of those shows.
Were The Sopranos
probably
on TNT. TBS? Or
TNT, they know drama.
I actually believe The Sopranos were on funny. A&E.
Was it A&E? I don't know. There was commercials at one point.
Yeah. I think of those 3. What do you think, Akiva?
It could have been both. They could have both had the rights. I remember A&E.
I don't think The Sopranos were ever on TBS. This does not seem very on brand for TBS.
TBS is very funny. TNT, we know drama.
Mm-hmm.
So. Maybe, yeah.
and okay. basketball.
They had to clean up the Bada Bing episodes. Yeah.
I mean, the headlines that I'm seeing is from 2005, A&E caps spree with Sopranos for pricey sum, A&E buys Sopranos for syndication. So did the Sopranos ever air on TBS? It's possible, but I don't see that.
Yeah.
What do you think of the money's worth, A&E?
I think they came on right after Conan, right?
Yeah.
At 11? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or 12? Do you think they got their money's worth? Because it's such a hard show to syndicate because it's so long. This episode is 59 minutes. You'd really have to either make it an hour and a half or cut out.
Oh, I could have done cuts on every episode of The Sopranos. Take out everything with Meadow and AJ. We'll fit in the commercials. Bada bing, bada boom.
They're not in that much of this episode, but I hear what you're saying.
They're annoying at times, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to talk about The Sopranos. Akiva, could you give us your backstory with The Sopranos?
Absolutely. I watched every episode while it aired. Mm-hmm. The show started in 1999, so I would have been in high school. And I watched the show while it aired. I don't remember how I caught up, because I went abroad for 2 years. I don't remember how I caught up, but I know I did. Like, I didn't miss any episodes. But it was hard back then until I catch up on stuff. Maybe they had DVDs by, like, season 5, like 2003. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. And I watched the DVDs, but I have no recollection of how I caught up.
Yeah, maybe they had a marathon on HBO or something.
Or TNT.
It's possible.
Or TNT.
Yeah. I probably watched it on TNT, and I was like, oh, I don't remember. What's this Bada Bing? I've never even seen it.
Yeah,
I remember watching the finale live. No spoilers for the people who are going to go back and binge it. But yeah, I watched the whole series as it aired and then have not touched any Sopranos content since.
Yeah.
That's a sad story.
Akiva, now, have you seen the Sopranos prequel film, The Many Saints of Newark, that recently came out?
I haven't. You know, you both didn't like it, and I was, you know, I feel like I don't need to see it.
You don't.
I think that it doesn't hurt to look at it. Nicole really hated it.
It hurt my feelings. It insulted me.
And you'll never
me.
Watch it again, Nicole, right?
I'll probably watch it 2 more times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So,
can I ask Nicole a question?
You can ask her whatever you want.
About the show?
Yeah.
Because she really likes this show. It seems like it's her favorite show of all time. When you watch the show, who do you like view the show through the eyes of? Who do you identify with?
I identify with Tony a lot. No, I love Tony. I love Tony Soprano. I love the gangsters. I love the crazy.
Yeah, Akiva, do you think there's people that watch The Sopranos and root for the FBI?
No, I don't mean the FBI. I just mean like, I was basically like, who's your favorite character? Or, you know, she mentioned she really likes Christopher. You know, or people, I don't know, maybe someone could say Carmela. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I watch the show, I see so much of like my own crazy family. And obviously my parents weren't gangsters, but like a lot of the dynamics are very similar to how I grew up. Like we had the same cups and silverware and plates and stuff. And
like, you feel like you're watching home movies.
I am a little bit. Like my grandmother was Livia Soprano. Yep.
I feel like The Sopranos might have been in a different tax bracket than your family.
Oh, a way different tax bracket, but the craziness was the same bracket.
Well, it might have been the same tax bracket. I don't know how much taxes.
Yeah, what are they reporting?
What are they reporting? Yeah.
Well, it's funny because I view them a little bit as aliens. Like I didn't know anybody like Tony or anybody like Livia or Uncle Junior. So to me, it's like, you know, Game of Thrones almost. It's not like, oh, I recognize myself in these people.
So my favorite parts are like when like the whole family gets together and everybody's there. Like I really feel like I go back to like my own family parties.
Okay.
Rob, you feel that way too?
Not really. That was not the appeal of the show for me, that I felt like I was watching my family when I watched the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it a representation to you, like Italians?
I mean, that was not necessarily like the appeal for me in watching the show. I can't speak for Nicole.
Well, I mean, my family was a little different than his. Like, I would go places and all of a sudden, like, men in, you know, really nice black suits would walk in. So
the men in black?
Yeah, they're kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not quite Will Smith, though.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So you don't know if there's any alien activity.
There was some crazy activity, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. season 3, episode 7 of The Sopranos, just to set up the plot line here, that I guess the A story here in this episode is that Uncle Junior is undergoing treatment for cancer, and he has a doctor, and the doctor's name is John F. Kennedy. And it seems as though that Junior's procedure was botched. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it's pretty fair.
Yeah. Akiva, I feel like that Junior has a different opinion on the surgeon than like might actually be like, I don't know if the stats back up Junior's opinion of this guy.
Right. Junior loves him because his name is John Kennedy. And he's, I guess, a huge JFK guy for some weird boomery reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that they missed some of, there's still some malignant cells. Nicole, our medical expert, stop me if I'm saying anything incorrect. And mm-hmm. so then there is a little bit of a difference of opinion on how to proceed with Junior's treatment. That's kind of the A story. Tony ends up getting involved with that. And then the B story has to do with Carmela. And she is seeing Dr. Melfi with Tony. And ultimately, she is going through a very hard time in the marriage, and she wants $50,000 to donate to Columbia. Is that where Meadow's going to school, mm-hmm. Akiva?
Yeah.
She wants $50,000 to give to the school. Tony feels like it's a shakedown. He won't give it to her.
Ironically enough, he does that all the time, though.
He says no to Carmela?
He does the shakedown.
He does the shaking down.
He says in the episode, I know about extortion.
I'll say, with the Columbia thing,
yeah,
I feel like now, like, the dean of the college wouldn't meet you for less than $500,000. Like, they're not even doing a lunch for $50,000.
Well, they won't be coming.
Wow, no inflation, Akiva.
Yeah, it's true. College inflation has really gone up.
College inflation, for sure. And then there's also a C storyline that's going on with Christopher, and he's having some issues with a superior, Paulie Walnuts, that is doing some hazing of Christopher.
It's a great dynamic. Paulie and Christopher is a great dynamic. Yep. Christopher has just became like a made man. What, like last episode? Like very, very recently, right?
Very recently, mm-hmm. Nicole. When in season 3 does Christopher become made?
Oh, I don't know what episode it is. That's okay. Not the kind of memory I have.
Okay, that is not what Nicole is here to do. Yes. Provide Sopranos trivia.
But Paulie's wings were on point.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. So that's where we're at in 2001's season 3 of The Sopranos, sort of like big picture stuff. Ralphie Cifaretto is sort of like the main bad guy here in season 3. There's a lot of stuff going on with him. He's really not in this episode. He gets mentioned.
Yeah, he comes in and acts crazy in, like, I think it's like the next episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's basically all of the episodes. Now,
he was one of your favorites.
I mean, I think he was a really great character on the show.
You loved how he was obsessed with Gladiator.
I did. I mean, I thought that was very funny.
Yes.
That was like his thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, Joey Pants, that actor, I mean, Akiva, he was huge in 2001.
Yeah, what's he up to now?
I'm not sure. I probably could find him on Cameo. Maybe let's look at some Sopranos cameo.
Ooh,
for
yeah, that would be a good for cameo. Nicole.
And so, but he was in the Matrix movies. He ended up getting a show on CBS, that like his own like starring
Did
show.
That last long?
No,
yeah, I feel like it was like one season.
No, okay. Now I mentioned Christopher. Of course, Christopher's fiance is Adriana, who is Nicole's favorite character on the show. Not the first time we're talking about Drea Di Matteo on the podcast, because we also talked about, did we do season 3 episode 7 or was it just...
No, there was no season 3. We just watched Joey.
Yeah, we watched two episodes of Joey.
We're watching spinoffs, yeah.
Nicole, did you follow Drea Di Matteo onto Joey?
I watched some of it. I can't say that I was like an avid follower of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So there are Sopranos characters on on the cameo. Okay. Nicole, there is one. I can tell you there is the most expensive. Well, other than Drea Di Matteo, who I did get a cameo for Nicole for her birthday last year.
Birthday.
Yes. She is the most expensive.
Has her prices gone up?
And I will say her price has gone up since then. Okay.
What is it now?
That it is. She is now at $350
Oh, wow.
For a cameo from Adriana.
Did she put any effort into it?
Yeah,
she did. Do a good job? Okay. She did a really good job.
She did a good job.
And then she tweeted me.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah.
Nice. All right. So let me sort of try to narrow this down a little bit. Okay. Joey Pants, the aforementioned Joey Pants, he is the third highest person on Cameo, and he is at $198. My question for you, Nicole, who is the second most expensive Sopranos cameo at $229?
Steve Sciarupa.
No, Steve Sciarupa, good guess. Steve Sciarupa is not on Cameo.
Paulie Walnuts.
No.
I'd say Michael Imperioli, but I don't think he would be on Cameo.
No, I'll give you a hint. Yeah. He's a made guy.
Well, that's a lot of guys. Vito.
It is Vito. $229 to get a cameo from Vito.
So he's less than Joey Pants.
He is. What's his real name? He's second. More.
Get that. Get out of here.
He's $229 and Ralphie is $198.
Yeah, that's a ripoff.
And then I think after that is you can get Johnny Sack for $125.
How much is Ginny Sack?
Ginny Sack, I do not believe, is on the cameo.
Okay.
Can we get Vito to say, I love you, Johnny Cakes? I bet he has to say that every time.
I don't know. Do people want him to say, I love you, Johnny Cakes? If your name isn't Johnny Cakes, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the cameos of The Sopranos.
Do you know that Johnny Cakes died?
No, I did not know.
Okay. In real life.
All right. Oh, my God. All right. So.
Downer.
Yeah. Nicole brought the whole podcast down. This podcast is from April of 2001. Akiva, do you remember where you were in April of 2001?
Well, I would have been a senior in high school. Probably like Passover. It's probably like right about Passover, April 8th, 2001.
Yeah.
You know, my parents are about to have a baby. My sister, who's in college now. And then I remember. Going to go off to school. I wasn't really living at home after that.
Passover started April 7th, 2001.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Yeah.
So I probably didn't even watch this live.
Nailed it.
I didn't even watch it live.
Yeah. And they did not include anything about Passover in this episode of The Sopranos.
Crazy. Crazy.
Yeah.
The no Hesh or anything?
No Hesh. Yeah. Hesh wasn't even in the episode.
Well, Hesh was probably at Wild. Passover.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. He
might have been at Temple in the episode. Where was I in April of 2001? I think I was just working in the office.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Nothing exciting.
I was probably in the woods getting drunk.
Yeah. You were probably in the woods getting drunk in 2001.
No, I was 21, so I was probably at a bar.
Yeah. And what is wrong with you?
The woods were fun. So,
Yeah, when you're 19 to 20, you go to the woods.
Yeah, don't get Nicole started on any of her stories about drinking in the woods. They're not happy stories.
No, they're great stories. They're not happy for you.
I mean, that happens. There's a great example of that in this episode where Christopher is talking to Adriana.
Yes.
And they're like telling each other like stories about their past, like a huge mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And then Christopher tells, you know, his story. And then he's like, who's the biggest celebrity you've ever been with?
Yeah.
She goes into a Penn and Teller story and they're about to have a fist fight.
Well, I mean, come on.
Well, here, let me just set that up. So Christopher asks her, you know, they're hanging out and Christopher asks her, you know, who's the most famous person that you've been with? And he says, like, don't say so-and-so because nobody knows who he is outside of New Jersey. Only famous in New Jersey. And she tells the story about how Penn and Teller came to Atlantic City, I think. And she ended up performing an act on Penn and Teller.
What act was that?
She did a magic trick. She made something disappear.
She made something pop out.
Pop out?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember if it was Penn or Teller, though. I don't remember
what's
the
popping
difference.
What's popping out? I'm not following where you...
Well, Robert.
Yes?
Sometimes things when...
You're saying...
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I guess so. Yes. Okay.
She pulled a rabbit out of that. But why did he assume that she's been with celebrities also? Like, they live in the middle of nowhere, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
What's like the assumption? Who is the most famous person? Like, implying like there have been many celebrities.
I guess she lives in Hollywood. Concerts and stuff like
that.
Happens at concerts?
Yeah.
Well, it depends what concerts you're going
to.
She did bang that guy that she was trying to get the record deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, just let's go back to another episode. Yeah, let's go back to Penn Jillette, who Celebrity Apprentice, two-time cast member.
Do you think he was like super happy, like when she said that she gave him a blowjob?
Yeah. Okay, Nicole. I would say yes, right?
That is probably the highlight of his career.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I do believe that Penn is a noted
ladies man.
Yeah, I'll say that. Is that fair to say?
Is he married?
I do not believe so. Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, one of those.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I've heard interviews with him, and he talks about a lot of his escapades. So this was a very believable celebrity.
Yeah. See what money does.
Yeah. But Akiva, wouldn't it have been much funnier if it was Teller?
Yeah, he's the one who doesn't speak, right?
Yes.
That would be much funnier.
And she's like, hey.
Yeah, it's also a funny story.
I heard him that night. Mm-hmm. But Christopher got mad.
Because it was in the bathroom.
Yeah, oh, so okay, so if it was like in an honest...
In the bathroom!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So he was like, he seemed like he was like going to choke her. He was really mad.
Wouldn't have been
they
the first
time. They were about to have a real ugly fight.
Yeah, yeah. Like Paulie Walnuts might have saved her life that night.
Yeah, at least like saved us from some, you know... Some serious
some
issues.
DV.
Yeah.
Some real DV. Yeah. Yeah, would have happened, I think.
Yeah. So Akiva, in this episode, we see that Tony and Carmela have been visiting Dr. Melfi together. Although I don't believe that in this actual episode, they were at the office together, but that had been something that was going on here.
In the previous episode.
In the previous episode.
Wait, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are we being too presumptuous? I feel like we have a lot of like youth, young listeners. Should we explain like briefly like some of the beats in the show? Like nobody knows who Dr. Melfi is.
Nobody knows who Dr. Melfi is.
Well, like other than the people who watch the show, like they don't know that she's
Let me see. I'm going to hold people's hands through this. Dr. Melfi is Tony's psychiatrist.
We have to explain who Tony is.
Tony Soprano is a mobster. His wife is named Carmela. He goes to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
He has problems in his
mommy issues.
He has problems in his work life and his home life.
Work life balance.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Doesn't exist.
They have kids.
They have two kids. They have an older daughter named Meadow. They have a younger son named AJ.
Is he a good actor?
No. AJ? No.
Okay, fine.
No.
And what is Tony's profession? How does he pay the bills in his house?
You want me to answer that?
Sure.
He has multiple...
For the many listeners we have who don't know the plot of The Sopranos.
I bet there's a lot of people who don't know the plot.
Singers, right?
Well, that's what everybody thought when they were auditioning, that they were auditioning for a singing show. But anyway, he's a mobster that goes... he makes his legit money from waste management.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is everybody on the same page now?
Yes, and his mother's dead.
Yeah, well, yeah.
She just died.
The actress who played Livia Soprano had died, and I think, I'm not sure if they had, in between season two and season three, and they kind of had to do like some CGI stuff to like work her death into the show, into season three. But Tony's mom was a really important figure in season one and season two. I do think it's one of the issues that the show has, like towards the end. And I've talked about this a while, that I don't want to get Nicole worked up, but I think that Sopranos really struggles on the back half, on the back nine. Starts off like incredible. And I will say, most important show of all time. Of course, you know, Alan Sepinwall has well documented all of it, but most important television show that was ever made. And I just think that it's a little, not tight in the back.
You're not tight in the back.
How dare you? How dare you? Hey, look.
All right,
how dare you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're just different storylines that didn't resonate with you.
What, do you want to defend the last season of The Sopranos?
No, I will defend it, but that's not what we're here to talk about. We're not here to talk about the last season of The Sopranos.
I mean, you don't have to insult me.
You don't have to insult me by insulting The Sopranos.
Yeah, okay. I think that David Chase says those are his favorite episodes, the last season or two.
F David Chase.
By the way, I was looking at the ratings of all the episodes.
Yeah.
This is probably the strongest season. The show's about to hit its stride, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, We're a couple episodes away from, I think, what's universally considered the best episode of the series, right? Pine Barrens, and it's pretty strong. Like even this, which is
Pine
a little
Barrens, is universally considered the best episode. It is.
That one, it's like, in college,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and yeah, college is what, season one?
Season
yeah.
one, episode five.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
There's meant to be an episode called University. That confused me.
That's different.
That's a different episode.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so back to what I was trying to say of that that Tony goes to therapy with Dr. Melfi, and Carmela is coming along here in season three. And I felt like that, Akiva, do you at all feel like Dr. Melfi here right now, that you have both Nicole and I here in your office?
No, not at all. I don't feel like that. If anything, I'm like the intruder. I don't know. I'm not trying to fix anybody's marriage or anything.
Do you think if we had any problems on this episode, like, do you think that was right, what Nicole said about me?
Yeah, I'm happy. If you guys have any issues, I'm happy to solve them. I'm happy to solve them, but I don't think Nicole will hold it as canon. I'm not sure.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I've been married longer than you guys. I don't know if that counts.
I mean,
I think you guys have been together longer, but I've been married longer. If that's
what a flex.
This is a competition now.
Yeah.
Well, not really.
Yeah. Why?
I mean, it's not a competition.
How long have you and Mara been together?
We've been together 18 years.
18.
And we've been married for, I'm so old.
Mm-hmm.
Been married for is that possible? 17 years?
But you were together for like 11 years before you got married?
18 and 17.
Okay, it was a short courtship.
Yeah, a year plus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Well, I think we might be right around this isn't a relationship measuring contest. I think we might be right around the same time.
That makes me feel very old.
Yeah.
18 years.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we were teenagers when we
were kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So in this episode, Junior has an infatuation with John F. Kennedy, and it's not really explored. Nicole, do you have any theories about why Junior is so into John F. Kennedy?
Yeah, because he had ties to the mob.
Who did?
JFK.
I thought it was a great president, or like they like having a Catholic president.
Like, Nicole,
something.
I don't know if you want to open up the history of the JFK assassination.
I don't know
if you might have your facts straight on that.
Yeah, but there's lots of different types of mob people. Yeah. Like maybe the bad guys got him, not the good guy. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they all loved him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he might not have had illegal ties, but he had ties.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have a few questions for the two of you the listener.
Yes, please.
This is from Dr. Amanda, Nicole.
Yes.
And she says, is there anyone you admire and respect so much that you would blindly trust a doctor with the same name?
Yeah. If Nicole met a doctor named James Gandolfini.
Take my children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She would do whatever they said.
For sure. 100%.
Is that the number one name? James Gandolfini?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
Nicole, do you know I sat next to James Gandolfini in a Knicks game once?
Stop it. Stop.
Well, my wife sat next to his fiance. We were on the outside.
Get out of here.
It was snowing, so someone at like one of the big banks, which had like on the court seats for the Knicks, wasn't using them. So they told my wife, like, hey, if you lumber on over here in the snow, you can have our like courtside ticket.
Do you lumber in?
I think she was pregnant. I think she was pregnant and she went out in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like in school, whatever. She was downtown. So she picked up the tickets and we sat next to them. We were on the court. Like we were in the Spurs huddle. Like when Greg Popovich was talking, he was like talking to Tim Duncan and David Robinson and me and James and my wife and his fiance.
And
I didn't realize this.
Did you talk to him?
I did not speak to him.
Uh-huh.
Did any of the Spurs players acknowledge James Gandolfini?
That's a good question. I don't
remember.
Was he
like massively, like this massive presence?
I think like at Knicks games, like he probably wasn't the most famous person there.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember being like, the game was probably 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Like Sopranos was still on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe 2005. I don't remember like it being a big deal. Like I remember thinking it was cool, but I don't remember people going and asking for an autograph. Maybe because it's courtside, it's hard to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I didn't realize at the time. So his fiance, they got, they never got married.
Right.
And it just came out, I don't know if you saw this, like last week, that, and she's not a celebrity, that she died like last year, but it was just reported last week. that she died.
His fiance?
His ex-fiance. Because he got married after that.
Oh, okay.
And she was, like, I think still in love with him, clearly, from the article. Mm. But for whatever reason, it wasn't reported for, like, a year, and then the Post just got their hands on the fact that she died and just posted it. Now, so they're both gone. Both of our seatmates. But yeah, no, we sat next to...
That's a downer.
Well, I used to tell the story, and I was like, all right, they were both alive. Yeah, now they're both gone.
It's a less fun anecdote.
I remember the one thing I remember is the ring on her finger was much larger than the ring on my wife's finger.
Mm-hmm. I get that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was probably getting ring shame.
Did Mara mention that why is James Gandolfini's fiance have a bigger engagement ring than she did?
I wouldn't notice it. I mean, she had to be the one who mentioned it. She was sitting next to her, and I would never have noticed it.
Yeah.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In this episode, also, Tony has a run-in with the wife of Big Pussy, who, spoiler alert, Tony had to kill in season 2.
Well, he was a rat.
Had to.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Nicole.
Had it coming.
Yes. Do we see Angie Bumpensero more in The Sopranos after this episode?
Yes, because then she takes over Pussy's car detailing business or whatever it is.
Yeah. And what was she doing? She was like shaking down the Sopranos here
she
in this episode.
What she was doing. She like followed Carmella and was trying to get Carmella's attention, so Carmella would talk to Tony to get more money out of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Akiva, she says she needed surgery for her dog.
Yeah, he's got arthritis or something like that.
Osteoporosis.
It was
osteoporosis.
She's lying.
It was like Tony. Really, you forget like. Again, having not watched the show in so many years, you forget how violent and like Tony beats up a guy at the Bada Bing during this episode, takes a bat to a car
Cadillac.
Multiple times. Yeah. Like he's really out of control in season 3.
He's a gangster.
He is a gangster, but his anger management is really no, like, Nicole likes high.
I mean, it goes with it. It matches.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like he is like ultimately such a sociopath, Tony, because you believe, especially like if you were just watching this episode, you wouldn't know like, oh, Tony killed his friend. Like Tony, because he's so convincing to Carmel, like, oh, you know, he flipped on us and he's in the witness protection program in Arizona or New Mexico or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's very plainly obvious. Like, he killed him. I'm sure even Carmella knows that. And just,
does Carmella know that Carmella Tony knows. Killed? She knows she Tony knows. Kills Bill, killed Big
well,
Pussy.
She doesn't know that he did it, that he pulled the trigger, but she knows that he's, you know, he got whacked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he killed him. He didn't just like Nicole said, he didn't just like give the green light. He physically did the whole murdering here.
And he's
so
the
it's
boss.
Like,
he didn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. But it's like it's not out of his control. And he's like so mean to this woman.
Akiva, are you glad that in the podcast game we don't have to whack people? Like, you know, if somebody crosses us, like we probably just like we don't like have them on the show anymore.
Well,
like
we
like maybe we'll like subtweet them or you know like just like talk about them like you know just like and people know what we're saying, but we're not like really gonna say it. But like
it's
we don't
have to, similar.
We don't have to go out there and like you know whack somebody.
You just turn
who would
up their
be our like hench. Who would be our henchman?
No, we'd have to do it.
We'd have to do it. Me and you were the murderers.
Do you think that Akiva and I could kill somebody if we had to?
No.
No?
No.
You don't think I... You don't think so?
No, you would turn yourself into the police.
Wait, I... That... Akiva, would you turn us in? Hold on, hold on.
I wouldn't turn us in.
Yes, you would.
Akiva, would you turn us in?
I wouldn't turn us in, and I wouldn't flip on you if they tried to like push, you know, put pit the two of us against each other.
Now that tells me that you got to get whacked because you are going to tell.
No, I think Akiva could keep a secret.
I'll keep a secret with the best of them.
That was too high pitched. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just don't think we're the right guys to do the murder. I think we have to find like a different person maybe to
mm-hmm.
like, let's say we had Mike Bloom. Like nobody would expect Mike Bloom to be the murderer. Like we have him go kill people. He's nice. He's friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he would clean his tracks properly though. He wouldn't wipe the gun.
Yeah. Okay. Let's think about it. Do we have one? Have a like a murder correspondent? Like if anybody like do we want to have like a listener in our listener base who's might be like able to help us out in a jam?
I don't want to see. Sometimes we'll do this and we'll get emails from like very specific things. Like when we needed a mailman, I think like I'm going to pass here on like getting a murderer to DM. Like, yes, I will. Like, don't DM me and be like, hey, what do you want to know about murders? Like, it's not me, but my friend. Like. That always happens. I don't want that here. Mm-hmm. Stay out of my DMs, murderer.
Okay. No,
you're welcome to listen to the show, but like, I don't need like to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be complicit.
Okay. All right. We got it. All right. So in this episode also, that somebody puts a big mouth Billy Bass. Now, do you think that our younger listeners who may or may not know what The Sopranos is, do you think that our younger listeners in their early 20s know what a big mouth Billy Bass is?
No, I would have almost forgot had you asked me, even though, like, I mean, this shows up a bunch of times during the series, right?
Yeah.
A couple of times.
This isn't the first time or the last.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Nicole was asking me, we watched the episode together last night. Was that an enjoyable mm-hmm. experience for you, Nicole?
Sure, yeah.
To watch the Sopranos episode?
I usually watch it by myself.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I really enjoyed this episode, by the way. I don't know if I said that in
yeah,
the podcast.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. So it was fun to go back and watch a random episode of The Sopranos, but we were watching The Big Mouth Billy Bass, and Nicole asked me, so did you have a Big Mouth Billy? Yeah, did your dad have a Big Mouth Billy Bass? And I have to say, you know, honestly, I am not able to remember if he did or if it was just on The Sopranos.
I know, it blends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I feel like that's something that your dad would have found hysterical.
I don't know if he would have, I mean, he was not a fisherman.
No, but neither was Tony.
But, I think that maybe he might have had it like because it was on The Sopranos.
Yeah.
My dad was a big Sopranos fan, Akiva. And I think he liked it when like, Mike Francesa and Chris Russo would break down the episodes.
I forgot about that.
Like
there was no podcast then.
You had to listen to Mike and the Mad Dog, mm-hmm. talk about the episode.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Mike and the Mad Dog, they would do a few, like, because they would almost never talk about something other than sports. They never did
any sort of guy talk. They would talk about movies sometimes. They talk about, like,
but
the Oscars.
Other than, like, there was, like, four things that they were allowed to talk about. Because they would never just, like, go off topic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also a G-rated show. Completely mm-hmm. G-rated show, always. Yeah, they would talk about movie grosses, TV ratings, the Oscars, and The Sopranos. would be, like, the things. Those were like the four things they were allowed. That were like, you know, allowed to supersede sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you have to listen to Mike and the Mad Dog do a podcast about The Sopranos if you wanted to hear anything about The Sopranos. Yeah. So Big Mouth Billy Bass, I guess you can still get it, Nicole, on Walmart.com. How much for Big Mouth Billy Bass?
$11.98.
Akiva, higher or lower than $11.98?
I'm going to say higher.
Yeah,
I feel like there's some production
involved. $19.88.
Oh, I'm surprised it's that expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big Mouth Billy Bass sings two songs. Do you know what they are? Take Me to the River and Hunting, Fishing, and Loving Every Day.
I've never heard it sing that.
I guess that's the B track, the B side. So there you go. That's the Big Mouth Billy Bass. I don't know if that's going to be a popular Hanukkah gift this year, Akiva.
This year, no, I don't think it's going to be a big one. You know, supply chains and everything, it's hard to probably make them.
It might have to be. I mean, the supply chain might just screw up all of the good gifts.
Did you do that? Did you guys, like, already buy the Christmas gifts already because you're so nervous about the supply chain?
No.
You should do that.
We should, but we have a lot of other things.
We've got bigger fish to fry, Akiva.
Bigger Billy.
Fair enough. Yeah. Because also it's a very early Hanukkah this year. So we have
early
Hanukkah.
I was telling Nicole yesterday. I'm so jealous. I really would love to see if I can convert. I mean, ideally, like if I could convert like right after Hanukkah before Christmas. Boy. Mm-hmm.
Nicole,
what a dream.
Fine if Rob converted to Judaism.
I mean, I'm still doing Christmas.
But you'd be fine if he converted.
Yeah, we're not religious people. Do what you want.
Okay.
Would you convert with him?
I don't do religion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, she's just in it for the holidays, Akiva. I mean,
so you'd still do Christmas.
Like the religion isn't even I wouldn't be like, oh my God, we have to go to church every Sunday. Like whatever.
Mm-hmm. What's the problem with Christmas then?
Oh, it's never ending.
Yeah, don't ask him this. Change the subject quickly.
Like 8 weeks out of the year, where we're doing figure out Christmas stuff.
Yeah, but Hanukkah's 8 gifts. Like my wife truly gives like 8 gifts, and if like a grandparent gives a gift, she'll still give one. It's not like, oh, I don't have to worry about day 6.
She's doing it.
Grandma's
right.
giving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Too many gifts.
No.
Yeah. So you got one gift per day per kid. I mean, that's what 32 gifts, right?
That'd be a
podcast, right? Called 32 Gifts.
Rank the 32 gifts that we gave. That's true.
Nicole, did they ever do a Hanukkah episode of The Sopranos?
No.
What is the most, that's a good question. What is the most Jewish episode or the most Jewish scene of The Sopranos, Nicole?
Oh.
Well, they have, you want to explain Hesh?
Do you know who Hesh is?
Well, Akiva mentioned him already.
Yes, yeah, he's just...
They don't even know who Tony Soprano is, the listener.
Hesh is one of Tony Soprano's fathers. Not real... Like, he was not a consigliere, but a guy that he would often go to for advice. Consigliere.
Mm-hmm. Did he have horses?
He did have horses. He was in the music business, and he, like, ripped off...
He appropriated a lot of... Yeah. Yeah, not a good guy, Akiva.
Not a great guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
He killed anybody.
He's often the voice of reason for the mafia.
He was wise.
But, I mean, he was also not a good guy.
Although, Akiva, in this very episode that we're talking about, that the episode is called Second Opinion, which you would think probably pertains to Junior and getting his diagnosis from... the other doctor besides Dr. Kennedy. But it could also refer to Carmela Soprano going to see the other... therapist, Dr. Melfi's mentor, who was a Jewish therapist, and he like it was almost like that.
I think this was the most Jewish stuff that they talked about.
Yeah, Carmela was like, "Oh no, like, well, I don't know, maybe that you don't understand what it's like for us." And he's like, well, isn't your husband a murderer and an adulterer?" Like I said, I think I got it.
There's so much hypocrisy with Carmela.
Yeah, I actually really like this about the episode, about how that,
it's
you know,
called it out.
Like, yeah, this is like the only time that Carmela really in the entire series gets like called to the carpet of like, okay, so you are an accomplice. And she like really took offense to that. He's like, okay, so you're enabling a murderer who cheats on you, who he's like, take your kids and leave this man. And then he tells her, like, don't say that anybody didn't tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I for some reason I don't really like the psychiatrist here.
Why?
Like, he's very off-putting.
You felt
me.
Like he was like a buzzkill for all the Sopranos fun that you
bit.
Came
By
in.
The way,
yeah,
I do think so. He's like a little. First of all, I don't think therapists are ever like that straightforward in episode one of therapy. Like just going,
the first visit with the therapist episode one.
I assume that's what they call it.
Yeah,
I assume that's what it's called.
But I don't think they get many, mobster wives coming in trying to claim their innocence.
He said that he would not even take blood money from her.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Amanda, who is a psychologist, says she's interested in takes on Carmela's therapy session with Dr. Krakauer. She's often wondered what she would do in Melfi or Krakauer's position. Obviously, Melfi takes a different approach than he does. Who is the better therapist? And then she adds, Akiva's answer is whichever therapist is cheaper. You can say that.
Yes.
I think Melfi is an enabler for Tony.
Yeah, Dr. Melfi is not even a good therapist.
Yeah, she completely enables him, gives him advice.
Yeah.
He whacks people based off of her advice.
Yeah, she kind of wants to date him. She sees him in a restaurant. She's like, "Toodle effin' Lou." or Toodaloo.
She becomes like an alcoholic because of him.
Yeah. She sucks.
Loves it. She loves it.
She sucks.
Yeah.
Do you know that Lorraine Bracco is related to Big Brother 21's Tommy Bracco?
Supposedly.
He made a TikTok video talking about how that she's his father's cousin and that they're distant cousins and he never met her and he's an actor and she's an actor and he wants to meet her and he's hoping that TikTok could bring them together.
If you've never met someone, you're not really related to them. That's not really family.
If you
like cousins, if you've never met a cousin, they're not they're that's cool. Like too distant.
I like
for
this
me.
Concept.
Yeah. Nicole, yeah. Do you buy this hot take or no?
I welcome it.
You welcome it. Yeah. Why? Do you have relatives that you wish you weren't related to that you know about?
So yeah, I have some crazies along this.
But have you met them?
No. So okay. We're not related.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't invite them to like your wedding, you're not really related to them.
What do you think about that?
Like if you have like a falling out, that's one thing. But I'm saying for like lack of contact, like I just have nothing to do with them. I don't know them. Mm-hmm. You're essentially not related.
Okay. I'll buy that.
That's my thought.
Yeah.
Another question for Nicole came in from the listeners. Nicole, I don't even know if this is a thing, but maybe this is an inside joke I'm missing. Nicole, what is your favorite recipe from the Sopranos family cookbook?
have the Sopranos family cookbook, but Nicole, as of current recording time, cannot reach it. It is up on a very high shelf next to the talking Shrek cookie jar. Cookie jar is the closest we have to Big Mouth Billy Bass.
Oh, we haven't really had that since you moved, right?
It's up on a very high shelf.
Could reach it.
Yeah, I would even need to get like a stand on the counter to do it.
I have to fly.
Are you going to move? You're just going to leave it when you move?
Maybe.
No.
You're not going to be able to get it.
Yeah.
Get a stick, not get all that.
Yes. But did you ever make any recipes from the Sopranos family cookbook?
Yeah, they're linguine and white clam sauce.
Yeah. I hate Artie Bucco.
Shut your mouth.
I never liked Artie Bucco.
He's such a good
Yeah, or either version
though.
Of Vesuvio.
Stop it.
He's so pretentious, Artie Bucco.
He's not pretentious.
He's not.
No, he's a complicated man.
Mm-hmm. Do you like Artie Bucco, Akiva?
My favorite person, my favorite Sopranos character ever walking to Artie Bucco's, Eric Mangini.
Yes.
Mangini.
Mangenius.
I remember rooting for Artie Bucco to get whacked always.
Oh, stop it. Poor Artie Bucco.
By the way, another
young
casting
Artie Bucco
bit I
is
saw.
In the Sopranos movie, Akiva.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's such a key character.
Yeah, I heard they're working on a young Artie Bucco series for Netflix.
I'd watch it.
And off ABC Family. It's going to be like Hesh, who we were talking about before, was supposed to have originally be played by Jerry Stiller, but he was unavailable due to scheduling issues. That's wild.
Wow.
And then,
wanted a piece of him.
Hesh?
They wanted a piece.
No, I think that was, who was the other crazy guy that came out of jail, the older?
Fish?
Maybe it was Hesh.
I don't think that they were going to have Jerry Stiller play
a mafia guy. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Play a hardened criminal.
Okay, sorry. It's been a while.
Yeah.
But you can imagine why I was like,
not going to drop somebody like a bag of dirt.
That's not going to work.
Yeah. Yeah. Akiva, in this episode, AJ Soprano goes on a field trip to Washington, D.C. and stays in the room the whole time to play, PlayStation 2?
I don't think we had the option when we were kids to play video games.
Yes. Did you take a field trip to Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, eighth grade trip. D.C., we went to a Camden Yards to go to an Orioles-Yankees game.
Yes.
I do not remember much else. I remember the fire alarm going off in the middle of the night. That's why the other thing I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Tony like gets mad at AJ. He's like, you went to our nation's capital and played video games the whole time?
It's weird that
the Sopranos characters are like have like weird like hang-ups about certain things.
He's very like strict about the weirdest things, Tony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tony also in this episode gets mad about that. So he comes out that Carmela has apparently bought the wrong orange juice, that she has bought an orange juice that has lots of pulp. It says on
some
the top
pulp.
He likes the one that has some pulp.
I get that.
Yes. Akiva, where are you on the pulp matrix?
No pulp.
If there's any pulp at all, I'm out. You and Nicole, we found so many things that you have in common. You both
I'm out if there's even like 1%
pulp.
Nicole
also hates pulp. Mm-hmm. Feels like gross. Hates pulp in anything.
Pulp doesn't even make sense.
Imagine if there was like milk. Do you want milk with pulp or without? Like what?
It's called
pulp?
Sour milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that analogy holds.
Rob, do you want apple? Like orange juice comes with pulp. Would you want pulp in your apple juice? Your Coca-Cola? Like why is there
Coca-Cola
one
is
drink.
Not the same as juice.
Why is there one drink that gets pulp sometimes? It's mm-hmm. disgusting.
It's disgusting.
You couldn't have conceived it. If we were like coming up with a new universe and you pitched pulp to me, I'd say, what are you talking about? There's no pulp in anything else.
Hmm.
Like, why are we doing pulp here? It's truly like
it's
an
like
accident.
Chunky peanut butter.
So not.
Yeah.
It's so not. Yeah.
It's not. Yeah. Okay. So you both agree on. I feel like mm-hmm. I'm being ganged up here on this podcast. You both agree on pulp.
Just renounce pulp and everything is okay.
You both agree on that if you haven't met a relative, then they're not really related to you.
Not really related, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there must be something else, too.
I think that's it.
I'm sure there's plenty of
it. Yeah.
We've both been in relationships for like 17 and a half years or something. Mm-hmm,
something like that. And in this episode, Meadow gets visited at college. Who's the worst Soprano kid, Meadow or AJ?
I think they take turns being awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My dad always said that I reminded him of Meadow. And every time that Meadow came on the screen, he sees me.
Is Nicole like Meadow
honestly.
Soprano? Not really.
That's a pretty big compliment.
The way that I talk to my mother is the way that she talks to Carmela.
Yeah. I mean, they're both bratty kids.
Yeah.
AJ and, mm-hmm. and
she's
and
like, you know, like Meadow probably ends up okay. Like she's, you know, an achiever, Meadow. Like she does well. Hmm. It would be an insult to be compared to AJ.
Yeah.
If your parents said you were like AJ, that's bad.
Yeah, that would be bad.
That would not be good.
Mm-hmm. I think they realize pretty quickly that AJ can't act. So like, that's why he's in. There's a lot of episodes where he's never like the A storyline really at this point on, no?
The AJ story.
No, towards the last season, he had some major.
I mean, spoiler alert,
yeah.
He just tries to kill himself, right?
Yeah, he jumps in the pool.
Right? He puts like a bag on his head, he jumps in the pool. Tony has to save him. So.
And Tony said he can't even do that right.
Look. All right. Then Carmela goes and visits Meadow at Columbia. I mean, boy, what a life for Meadow that she lives at Columbia, mm-hmm. comes home for the weekends.
Yep.
Yep. And then Carmela wants to get $50,000 for the school. Yeah, she describes it in this episode of Kiva that she needs to protect Meadow by donating $50,000 to the school. Is that like an unwritten rule, like the Lori Loughlin thing, where if you donate money to the school, your kid gets good grades?
It doesn't really make sense, right? Because she's already in. Like the Varsity Blues scandal was about getting your kids into school when they shouldn't be in. But she mm-hmm. has already been accepted. That's when they should have hit up Tony for the donation. Like, hey, you want your daughter to get into Columbia, like it wears your 50K. What is she getting? Good grades here? She's not going to be expelled.
I don't know that Carmela
cigarettes in her room.
Yeah, Carmela describes it as if she needs to protect her, that she needs to do what's best for Meadow and donate to the school.
I think that's just the mafia life mentality.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And then if basically like if they gave $50,000 to the school, they accept the gift. Then if Meadow gets like a D test.
That's what the mafia does. Like they help you and then you're bound to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's kind of what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Like Carmela's a gangster.
She is. She knows what Tony's up to.
No, I mean, she's a gangster in her own right. Like you see the way she shakes down Jeannie Cusimano overwriting the letter. There's a few times where she brings out the, you know, her mafia blood.
She knows what's going on.
She knows what she's
Nicole,
doing.
Do you think like if spoiler alert for the finale of the show, like if Tony ultimately gets killed
mm-hmm.
in the finale. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's a chance that Carmela like takes over part of the, you know?
No, that's not, no? That's not how it works.
She's not a Angie Bumpensaro. She tries to make some money, but she's not a leader.
Mm-hmm.
you don't think she would be like a good like brains the operation type, like second banana or something?
No, I think Carmela is just really good at turning her head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Nicole, do you want to get into with Akiva your take on the Sopranos finale?
Oh yeah,
sure.
May as well get
okay.
Yeah. So, this is going to be total spoiler for people.
Yes. Okay. Well, and look,
they should shut it off.
Yeah.
I watched the show live. I've seen every episode, you know, probably once, other than maybe like a couple classics and maybe the finale. But this really did motivate me. I've been considering either rewatching The Wire or The Sopranos. I'm going to rewatch The Sopranos now. I do think this sold me on getting into it. It's so good.
It's such a good show.
You forget how unique the show is. Yeah. It's really good.
And it's timeless.
It's so rewatchable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is timeless.
Should me and Akiva start a Sopranos rewatch podcast?
No.
Oh
my
God. What would it be called?
No.
Yeah.
Made Men.
Made Men. The appeal. It looks too much like Mad Men.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's see. Let's just spitball for a minute. What would we call it? The Gabagool guys. What would we call it?
Podmen.
Podmen. The Podmen. Like the Sopranos podcast.
What are other Sopranos like inside jokes?
Oh, by the way, okay. So Nicole is a huge stan of the Talking Sopranos podcast.
I'm not a huge stan.
Akiva, all I hear in my house is Michael Imperioli and Steve Sciarippa.
Mm-hmm.
On the microphone.
I love Michael Imperioli. I love him.
Yeah.
More than a friend.
More than a friend? What does that mean?
Nothing.
I mean, that was like a disturbing comment, right, Akiva?
Have you ever seen him in person? You ever run into him when you lived in California?
No.
Don't say run into him, because Nicole will get into all the people that she run into with her car.
Into people.
Did you ever see
Brody with her car?
Mm-hmm. It's a true story.
That's fine.
And Weird Al.
That was like revenge for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Nicole, did you ever see someone from The Sopranos walking on the street in LA?
I saw Drea Di Matteo on the flight going from New York to LA, and I lost my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Her house exploded.
When?
She, like, 5 years ago.
Oh.
Because she's a city person. She lived in Manhattan her whole life.
Yeah.
And then, like, a couple buildings blew up in the city a few years ago, and it was her house.
Yeah. And then she moved to L.A.
Wow. Downer.
Yeah.
Downer.
Thanks.
You should have like, hey, do you need somewhere to stay? You could stay in my house.
Okay. All right, people have ideas for, maybe if we get a good title, maybe we should do it.
We won't cancel Renap. Stop it. We were talking last episode, not your stupid idea for a podcast.
But what about like the Renapranos?
Stupid.
The Renapranos. I mean, we're not the, well, what about the Bubble Boys talking Sopranos?
No, you two are not doing a Sopranos podcast. It is not allowed.
Does Nicole even know about the Bubble Boys?
I don't want to know.
Okay. All right, so I want to hear Nicole's take on the Sopranos finale, and then I think we have a quick game for Nicole, and we get her out of here. I like a million people who watched thought my TV had gone out. You know, pretty basic story. I sort of did notice the HBO core and the logo, so I was probably the first person between me and my friend to be like, "No, I think that's what it was supposed to be." But I was furiously angry for a while, but I've gotten over it.
Yeah.
What was your take on the finale?
I mean, I was angry at first. But then I thought about it and thought about it and thought about it and thought about it. He's definitely dead.
Definitely dead.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Hmm.
I mean, he even says it in a few episodes before, like he's talking about it with Bobby Bacala about what happens when you get whacked. And they literally say it just goes to black.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what happened. Like it just went to black.
Mm-hmm.
I think Simon has always leaned, David Simon, the creator, has always leaned.
David Simon?
David Chase.
David Chase,
what is this, The Wire?
David,
yeah.
Yeah, wrong show.
David Chase is the worst person on earth.
Nicole hates
David
Chase.
He's the worst person on earth?
I hate him.
Why?
Because he hates Sopranos fans.
Yeah, I agree that David Chase hates anybody who likes The Sopranos. I know you've said...
He talks down to us.
Yeah, I think you've said this, Akiva, about Andy Martino, like, thinks if you like baseball, then you're, like,
Yes.
Yeah.
The serial people, I'd say, are good examples of that. They, like, anyone who liked their podcast, they detest it.
Yes,
yeah, they like sided with like literal murderers over the podcast listeners. They would be like nice to Adnan and mean to the listener.
Yeah. So yeah, David Chase, I think thinks if you like The Sopranos, if you're like Nicole and you think that Tony Soprano is a great guy that you would want to hang out with every single week, then he's like, I hate you. You're stupid. And I'm not going to give you anything that you ever want. I'll get your, I'll take the money, but I'm just going to tease you.
He's very smart that he's not on Twitter, David Chase.
Mm-hmm.
But he also, he has zero self-awareness, because you hear him in these like interviews and he has no idea how pompous he is and how people hate him, except for people in the business.
But I don't know why he came back and took the money to make another Sopranos
because
movie. I guess he likes the money.
He has money.
He has nothing else. And then, you know, Alan Sepinwall, like, you know, give him like do a 9-hour interview.
Every 2 years,
he never says anything new. He says the same thing.
Never says anything new. People go crazy about it.
Yeah,
David Chase.
And then he'll be like, "Oops, I guess I slipped. I guess
he hasn't made it.
I guess I made anything. It. Oops, I guess I just gave you something. Oops."
That was he literally made one thing since The Sopranos, other than Many Saints of Newark, which was like a very small movie that I don't think anybody watched. Right,
and people watched it.
Literally,
nobody liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody liked it. But then, like David Simon, like even, you know. Call him annoying or whatever. Like, he's made like 5 new shows since then.
Who called him annoying?
He could be annoying on Twitter. He's always getting in Twitter fights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that is annoying. You don't see me getting in Twitter fights.
Never. But he made Treme. He made a lot of things. David Chase is a one hit wonder.
Yeah. Could you imagine if we had disdain for the people that like this podcast and then like
that would be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It would be crazy. But there are people that do. I think people with really popular podcasts,
they have disdain for the listeners,
like have indifference or hatred.
We're not popular
for their
enough for that.
Probably.
I think that no,
I agree.
They have,
that's why we don't want
to cherish
become
every
popular.
Listener.
I think those people have disdain for themselves and they're projecting.
Mm-hmm. They project it.
Yeah,
they project it. Okay. All right, Nicole. We do have a quiz for you here today. Talking about The Sopranos.
Mm, I'm listening.
Yeah. By the way, Akiva, would you ever listen to an episode of Talking Sopranos?
I mean, we did, Nicole, Rob and I listened to like 12 different podcasts in a week a few months ago.
Was Talking Sopranos one of
them? No, we listened to
Office Ladies. Maybe we listened to Office Ladies. Maybe we'll do Talking Sopranos if we do that again next year. It's not a bad idea.
It's not that great.
Mm-hmm. The funniest part for me of Talking Sopranos when I walk into the room and Nicole's listening to it is when they do the ad reads, because I feel like that Steve Sciarippa is the least enthusiastic ad pitch man of all time. Michael Imperioli will be like, this episode this episode of Talking Sopranos is brought to you by Blue Chew. Blue Chew. This is a very good unintelligible grumble.
Yeah. Do they actually rewatch the shows?
Supposedly. They seem to. But what's really odd is like they'll ask each other about, or mostly like Steve will ask Michael about like Christopher and what like the motivation was and what he was thinking, and Michael's like, I don't know. Like, how do you not know? You were the character. You are Christopher. I know what the answer. How do you not know?
Nicole gets mad at the Talking Sopranos podcast because she feels like that she knows the Sopranos better than the people that were in the Sopranos.
I think I do.
I mean, this would be like if like I was like interviewing a survivor and then like the fans like, no, you're wrong. I watched the episode.
That's happened plenty of times, especially for older seasons. Yeah. That's probably happened.
And now again, if somebody changing their story from maybe the people get mad, but like that is a wild take that Nicole knows she knows the character's motivations better than the actors.
I do. Stop it. It's true.
Because yeah, you read the books, right?
They actually just came out with a book called Woke Up This Morning, and I need it.
Yes. What is Woke Up This Morning about?
Christmas present.
It is the oral history of the Sopranos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who wrote it?
And it gets into Adriana and Penn Jillette.
Maybe.
Okay.
Who wrote it? Was it like a cast member?
Yeah, it's Michael and Steve Sciarippa. And I think there's some other
people. They wrote the book?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No way they wrote it, right?
Well,
Akiva, should we work on the oral history of Robin and Akiva Need a Podcast? Woke up this morning?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that?
Yeah. So I didn't realize, like, it's weird that actors are now writing oral histories of their own. Like, Kevin from The Office just did this. He just wrote a book about The Office. Everyone from The Office is really, like, trying to glom on and get their 15
minutes.
What
else are they doing?
Yeah, they got nothing else going on.
He's the number one guy on all of Cameo, Kevin, also.
Still, though?
He made, like,
than Vito?
I think he made $1 million last year off Cameo.
Bigger than Joey Pants?
I think so. I think it's him and Joey Pants, neck and neck.
Yeah.
Pants and Pants.
Nicole, would you like a cameo from Matthew Del Negro, who played Carmela's cousin, was he a stockbroker?
Was it Cousin Dan?
Oh, you don't even know. Okay.
No, it's going to bother me. What was his name? Brian. Cousin Brian.
Cousin Brian. Okay. $35 for a Cousin Brian cameo.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's a sad story.
Nicole, we have a quiz for you. Okay. Are you the ultimate Soprano super fan?
Okay.
Okay.
My memory's kind of shot, so it's going
to
be difficult.
All right. This comes to us from Sporkle. Okay?
Okay.
This is, can you name the Sopranos character who
Akiva, we're doing a game over here. Can you turn it down?
Sorry.
Can you name the Sopranos characters who were dead or alive by the end of the series?
Okay.
We're going to give you 34 names. You have 4 minutes on the clock. We're going to tell you a person. You tell us if they are dead or alive at the end of The Sopranos.
Okay.
How many times have you watched the show?
I don't even know.
How confident are you that you could tell us if these characters are dead or alive?
I'm pretty confident. I might need a picture on some of them.
Okay. All right. Well, here we go. All right. First up, Artie Bucco, dead or alive?
Alive.
Okay. He is alive. Dr. Melfi.
Alive.
Okay. She's alive. Silvio.
Wasn't he like borderline dead?
That is not an option. I need to answer. Dead or alive?
I think he was still alive.
Alive.
Yeah.
Carmine Sr. Carmine Lupertazzi Sr.
I think he's dead.
He is dead. Adriana.
Dead.
Is dead. Richie Aprile.
Dead.
Is dead. Phil Leotardo.
Dead.
Is dead. Christopher Moltisanti.
Dead.
Is dead. Furio.
We don't really know. He goes off to Italy and then Tony puts a hit on him. So we don't know.
I need an answer. Dead or alive?
There's no confirmation that he's dead, so alive.
Alive. Janice Soprano.
She's alive.
Pussy Bonpensero.
Dead.
Vito Spadafore.
Dead.
Livia Soprano.
She's dead.
Johnny Sack.
Dead.
Vin McKazian.
He's the cop. He's dead. He jumps off the bridge.
Okay. Patsy Parisi.
Patsy is alive.
A Junior Soprano. Corrado Soprano.
He's still alive.
Alive. Jackie Aprile Jr.
Dead.
Tony Soprano.
Well, he's dead.
I mean, what does Sparkle even do there?
It says you decide. Bobby Bacala.
Dead.
Little Carmine.
Does he die? Oh, that's a tough one. I'm going to say he's dead.
Little Carmine is... Oh, you're wrong. Okay, he was alive. Yeah. Hesh.
He's alive.
Hesh is alive. Paulie Gualtieri.
Alive.
Alive. Charmaine Bucco.
Alive.
Ginny Sack.
She's alive.
Jackie Aprile Sr.
Dead.
Carmela Soprano.
Assuming alive.
Okay. Tony Blundetto.
Dead.
He's very dead. Yeah. Father Phil. I hate Father Phil so much.
Imagine if they whacked Father Phil.
He is alive.
Father Phil. Matthew Bevilacqua.
Dead.
Ralph Cifaretto.
Dead.
Meadow Soprano.
I'm assuming she parallel parked correctly. Alive.
Alive. Okay. AJ Soprano.
Alive.
Gloria Trillo.
Dead.
Okay. So Nicole got 33 out of 34.
Yeah.
That's
only
pretty good.
Will Carmine.
Mm-hmm. And he got severely injured.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. So
and who cares about Little Carmine?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
$75 on Cameo for Little Carmine.
Little Carmine.
Yeah.
All right.
Pay it.
Okay. Nicole, anything else on The Sopranos that you've always wanted to say that you have an audience to talk Sopranos?
Oh, I welcome questions. I love to talk about
Akiva,
it.
Do you have any other questions from the listeners for Nicole?
I think Nicole should start the rewatch podcast, honestly.
I would love to. It's just very time consuming.
Yeah.
Maybe once things get settled.
Yeah.
What if it was you and a cast member? Would that be tense?
They'll probably be wrong about everything.
Would you do it with Drea De Matteo?
Drea already did her own podcast and had no follow through.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
She started a podcast, a rewatch of The Sopranos,
yes.
And then it just like stopped.
Yeah. She did.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's hilarious.
Yes.
It's sad.
Nicole, what if it was you and Alan Sepinwall?
No.
Nicole hates Alan Sepinwall for some reason.
That would be a good podcast.
Nicole hates Alan Sepinwall because he didn't include Shameless in the top 50 shows of the 2010s.
It's one of the reasons.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a kiss ass.
Whose ass does he kiss?
David Chase.
He
needs access.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. What if you and Akiva?
What if
I would listen every week. Nicole and Akiva.
Very busy.
He has 4.5 podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But that would be something.
It would be something.
Maybe it's Post Your Recaps. Maybe Josh Wiggler will do it. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be electric.
I think it might be too much for Josh Wiggler.
Yeah. Akiva, one of the other plot points in this episode was that Christopher got some Jimmy Choo shoes for Adriana and got the wrong size.
Sasquatch size.
They were a size 10.
What size am I?
So I was going to say that Nicole is a 7.
I am not.
What is it?
I'm not a 7.
What is it?
I'm a 6.
Six. Yeah. Okay. All right. So Akiva,
if you had stolen shoes or gotten shoes off the back of the truck, you would have got her the wrong shoes.
You never got a 7?
Maybe when I was pregnant.
Okay. All right. But see, I would not buy Nicole shoes. Akiva,
you bought me shoes. But I have to like put them in the cart and say, here, go to this website.
Right. Okay. But Akiva, could you give Mara's shoe size?
I don't know it.
Okay.
If I had to guess, like 7 or 8,
I'd say she's an 8.
You do know what she looks like.
Guess, is that the average size?
She's like, a little lady.
Size.
She was 8.5, I thought. She's very tall.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I don't know. One of my daughters has, my daughter is, who's much bigger than my wife, has, I don't know. I don't know my wife's shoe size. That's a good point. I do not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if anybody was going to start a Sopranos recap with Akiva, should it be me or you?
It should not be you.
All right. So it sounds like, so what's the name of Nicole and Akiva recap the Sopranos? No Pulp?
No Pulp.
No Pulp podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cousins aren't real or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I will figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Nicole, where can people keep up with you? You're not staying for the mailbag, right?
No, I'm getting the stuff out of here.
All right. Well, we have a special mailbag plan.
Nicole, this was painless, right?
My favorite subject to talk about. Yeah. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Should we put season 3, episode 7 of Shameless in the fishbowl?
Yeah, that would be good. I'm sure it's a crazy episode.
Nicole loves that. That's Nicole's second favorite show.
I do
Akiva.
Love Shameless. Yeah.
Chappelle has been going absolutely.
He's going ham.
He's on Shameless. He's tweeting about it. There's a lot of Shameless talk. Maybe
Shameless is a very Chappelle good Nicole. Show.
Mm-hmm.
I've never really seen it.
Yeah.
It's crazy, but it's good.
That's like this podcast.
Crazy.
It's crazy, but it's good. That's what people say.
People say. Yeah.
Read the 5-star comments on iTunes.
Mm-hmm, it's true.
That's what people say. Okay. Nicole, you can follow Nicole on Instagram.
Instagram, Nicole Sestrinino.
You could check out Nicole's Knockout Designs on Instagram. Akiva, if you need anything on a t-shirt,
inappropriate things.
You let Nicole know. Yeah. You have a mom joke, a dirty pun that you want like on a glass or a mug.
I'm your girl.
Well, we just want something that says 5 Timers Club with like a picture of a wheel on it for loyal guests who come on so often.
Can you help us?
It would have to have balls on it too.
Why?
Because that's my thing.
There's no balls in this podcast though. Mm-hmm. There are ping pong balls. Can you put ping pong balls there?
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah. What? Maybe the thing could say
dirty position.
Yeah, a dirty position. What are you even talking about?
I mean, they're in the fishbowl. That's like the fishbowl's clean though.
Nicole, you're drunk. Yeah, what if it like so you had
what
like
are these a, shirts?
So you had like the ping pong balls and then the fishbowl and it's like this podcast has a lot of balls.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
it's like good. Me and Akiva. Mm-hmm.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Akiva, we're on to something.
Wow.
Branding.
Wait, how do we fi- Nicole, how would people see your designs? Do you have a website or an Instagram or something?
Instagram, Nicole's Knockout Designs.
Nicole's Knockout Designs. And is there a K in Knockout or is it alliterative?
It's a K in Knockout.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you could see she's working hard. She works in a closet also, yeah. Akiva.
We're the closet couple.
Well, let's not get give people the wrong idea.
But you're both coming out of the closet next week. And
supposedly.
And,
yeah. Some news.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're hanging in there. And so it's all happening. And then, Nicole, what will have to happen? What will have to come up on the wheel for you to come back 4 weeks in a row on Renap?
I don't know. The Shameless would get me here.
Well, I don't know if we have it in the fishbowl.
It's not in there right now. Yeah. Well,
it depends what you pull.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
Mac and me. I don't know. Mac I don't know how we get her.
Did you watch that?
Yes. Chairman of the board.
Yes. I don't know. Are there any James Gandolfini movies that we could put into the fishbowl, and then that would get you back?
It makes me sad that I will never meet him.
Could have been at that Knicks game at Akiva. Yeah.
And I wish it was you and not me, because it doesn't really.
And Tim Duncan didn't even wave to Akiva.
Your shot.
I didn't shoot my shot. Duncan did not acknowledge me. Pop didn't acknowledge me. But like they would give out like printouts of like after every quarter of the stats. So like they were just like on the floor. So I would just pick them up. Like, all right, you know, take their stuff. But I didn't speak to them after the game. You can't get stuff signed really on the court. I was acting like I've been there before, you know?
Yeah, I would have lost my mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Nicole, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. That whoever comes in next week is going to have size sixes to fill.
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll be back with a very special all Twitter Spaces mailbag. How about that, Akiva?
That's a first time for everything. I'm
Nicole,
very
do you know what Twitter Spaces is?
Nope, don't want to.
Okay. All right. Maybe you'll call in. All right. We'll be back right after this with this week's mailbag here on Robin Akiva Anita Podcast.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. Mailbag time here for episode number 156, Robin Akiva Anita Podcast. And that we are here for our Twitter Spaces mailbag. And now, Uncle Kiwi and I, we have joined Twitter Spaces, but Akiva, I feel like that you didn't know that the podcast hadn't started yet, but did you hear me talking in my podcast voice?
I didn't know you even had, I thought it was like our regular conversation.
Yeah.
I had some gems. One time we weren't recording at all. One time it wasn't the podcast. Can we redo the whole conversation? I had a good Fleets line a second ago.
Yeah. Okay. So good. So you want to say it again?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to, yes.
Yeah. Well, that say it now, or we're going to keep moving.
Basically, like, all right, take one. Here we go. So, Rob, what are some of the other streaming platforms?
So many. Vocal, Spreecast. I mean, you name it. I think we tried it in the history of Rob's podcast.
We should rank them. But I'm sure this is the one that's going to make it. I'm sure I'm sure, Twitter Spaces, they nailed it. They it's going to be the one that lasts.
Yeah, you think so?
But they're going to do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, it's Rob, and it is after the podcast. I got to explain what happened here. Very embarrassing. I feel very bad about this, but yeah, Kiva's, what he was hearing was what the audio sounded like being recorded, and there was a problem with the mixer as we were recording this episode, and it sounded perfectly fine in my headphones. It sounded perfectly fine to everybody on Twitter Spaces, but the next 45 minutes or so of the Twitter Spaces mailbag ended up being unusable as far as audio goes. So I guess like the Sleepover podcast, that section of the Twitter Spaces mailbag was, if you were there, you were there. We will do our best to sort of put the pieces together. And maybe if Renap Archiver Amanda is able to maybe put together some of the notes, we can add those to the rest of the podcast here for episode number 157. The mixer went to actually like not recording any sound, and I realized that there was a problem, so I restarted the mixer, and then we came back after a technical difficulty break. So we do have the last third of the Twitter Spaces mailbag for you to hear, and that is going to be in normal audio quality. But let me just catch you up on a little bit of what you missed from the Twitter Spaces mailbag. We heard from a bunch of our listeners, and we talked about Sarah Carradine called in to talk about getting Australian shows or trash onto the wheel. We heard from Deidre, who asked us about what is the net worth of Flow from Progressive. We had an idea from one of our listeners, Gonjo, who talked about trying to put back up on the wheel an idea that had originally been pitched, I think, from Karen from Canada about whether or not people had real accents or fake accents. There was also some talk about how my kids are watching season 6 of Family Matters, and Nicole is turning it off because it is too inappropriate, too much kissing going on, too many relationships happening in the later seasons of Family Matters, and now Family Matters is not allowed to be watched at my house. We also talked a lot about whether the idea about the real accent or not, what that should be called, whether we should actually have a Royal Rumble with the hosts from The Voice, since the Royal Rumble is on the way, and many other things. Maybe what we might be able to do is piece together an oral history of what was missed from the poorly recorded audio, and maybe get a thread going on Twitter or on the Renap subreddit. Again, I'm very apologetic about what happened. I am really, really sorry. I take all of this podcasting very, very seriously. This is going to bother me for a very long time that there was a technical glitch with the podcast. So please, I am so, so sorry. I vow that this will never happen again. I will redouble my backup efforts and have a backup on a separate system from now on. But now, without further ado, I bring you the final third of this episode of the Twitter Spaces mailbag. Okay, let's keep going with the rapid fire Twitter Spaces mailbag. Let's say hello to Tricky. Tricky had recently binged all of Renap.
Love it. And Tricky is, what's Tricky's job in the RHAP world?
He is the graphic designer for RHAP. Tricky, are you there?
Tricky's muted. Sorry about that. How you guys doing today?
What's going on, Tricky?
Nothing much. I'm in Burbank right now. Came back from a tour, and I heard you guys doing this Spaces, so I wanted to jump on.
Okay.
And what does that mean, a tour? What kind of tour are you doing?
I did the Warner Brothers studio tour, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, I was thinking, like, you're like stalking celebrities' homes or something.
That would be No. That's just too time consuming, and I don't care enough.
Mm-hmm. Rob, now that you don't live in LA anymore, did you live near any celebrities, or you didn't?
I mean, I'm sure that there were celebrities that lived near.
Did you ever walk past a celebrity near your house, or no?
I think
had someone in school, like your kids in school, like, oh, there was a celebrity there.
I think Bobby Brown, I think, had a kid that went to the same school mm-hmm. as my kids, but it's a public school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there you go. All right.
So he's on the Warner Brothers tour. What else is going on, Tricky?
Nothing much. Just here for an animation conference, but I wanted to pitch you some ideas.
Okay, what do you got?
Or AI.
And does that get wild, the animation conference?
Yeah, it's actually a rowdy.
What's a rowdy conference like for you, Akiva?
I mean, I don't know. I've never been to a conference.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been a little bit rowdy. It's like a bunch of people that want to get into the animation industry, so they're all very hungry to show their stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay.
Yeah. And you're already in it.
Sound rowdy. Yeah.
So first thing I wanted to do, I wanted to clear the air for 100 good deeds for Rob and Akiva. Akiva, you said mm-hmm. Rob and you would do good deeds. That mm-hmm. wasn't in my pitch.
So tell me what you're talking about, because I don't remember. All right.
So in 100 good deeds for Rob and Akiva watched the episode 100 Good Deeds for Eddie McDowell, where basically this punk kid gets turned into a dog. The show got canceled before it was fully finished, so there were about 40 or so good deeds left. So it was basically you guys compile a list of what the possible good deeds could be for this dog to turn back into a human.
Hmm.
And so this would be watching season 3, episode 7 of it, Tricky?
I'm not sure it went that long. You guys could... watch the
right now. One of the things that I've noticed, you know, 100 zillion episodes in, is like if a show has no name, I feel like IP sometimes matters. Like if a show has no name recognition, I feel like a lot of times those weeks just go by the wayside. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about, Rob? Where sometimes like you're talking about something like we might not even like especially care, but then it's like it's High School Musical and people really like that, you know, or something like that. That it's like if it's IP people care about, I think it does help more than if it's IP that, you know, I'm sure you care about and other people, but like that's not super famous.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
That's just my opinion.
I think a lot of the 90s kids would know it.
I mean, I've never heard of it.
Maybe Third Rail Zach might like, love it.
Yeah.
No.
Are we 90s kids, Rob? I mean, I didn't really grow up in the 80s at all. I don't remember the 80s. Like, I'm not an 80s kid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're probably the opposite ends of the decade, Tricky.
Yeah.
But unless 90s means you were born in the 90s, in which case, certainly
I was born in the 90s. So.
Okay. But you don't, so you're not like you don't have 90s nostalgia. You're just 90s is where you were born.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, everyone in 20 years just views as people born in the 1900s and we'll all be ancient.
Okay.
My sister was born in 2001, Rob. She said that we were all born in the 19s. We're old.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be all of us.
All right. Well, Tricky, let's we'll think about this one. I don't know if this is gonna be necessarily in our wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, I get that. And that's fair.
Okay. All right. Well, Tricky, it's always nice to talk to you.
Good talking to the both.
Thanks, Tricky.
Okay. All right. Bye. All right. Let's keep going. And should we say hello to Regis, who is at Rennie Stan?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's do it.
All right, here's Regis, who I don't believe this is somebody that we've talked to before, so we'll be on high alert. Regis.
So. Hi, no need to be on high alert. I'll be kind.
Okay, yes, Regis, mm-hmm. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm not used to being called Regis. This is like a fake name.
Okay.
All right.
That's getting a little sus now. We don't know you, and you're telling us that this is a fake name. Okay, listen, don't even try me, okay?
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
I won't.
Okay. What should we call
I clicked on Regis's profile here. Regis is at Rennie Stan. They follow me. And Regis's bio is Survivor Baby. As soon as it's fall, Big Brother never existed.
Fair.
That's their bio.
Okay.
All true.
All right. So do you want us to call you Regis?
Yeah, that were.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Reg, what do you got?
So I've submitted this idea. It hasn't been read, but I want to voice it through myself. If that
this is the voice, so go
no
for
voice.
It.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I can get some chairs to turn. So it's called Rob and Akiva Catch Some Catfish. And it's kind of like a combo of The Masked Rapper and What's Your Age Again, where somebody from the Rapper universe appears on screen. Let's say it's Puya. And you have three questions to figure out if that is actually Puya or is it somebody pretending to be that person.
Mm-hmm. Now, are we hearing their voice? Because that would give it away.
It's like the circle. Yeah. It's basically like we're on text with them.
Yeah, or they could use like talk to text, or like when you get Siri to speak your messages, mm-hmm. I suppose.
Akiva, are you interested in that? True, is this the real Renap celebrity?
Mm-hmm. I like the idea. I do think it's a little bit in the same wheelhouse as The Master Napper, which I don't know the status of.
See,
right
I
now.
Think it's a little more in the wheelhouse of like To Tell the Truth. Yeah, it's like.
But if we're using like RHP podcasters like The Master Napper, then I do think
yeah,
that
it's like
a
combination of those two.
I like the idea, actually. I do like the idea.
Yeah.
Actually,
I think it's
so
interesting. Yeah, like, I kind of feel like it's a little like the circle.
Yeah, that's what inspired the idea for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. You want to think about it? What do you want to do, Akiva?
Well, I'm not going to put it on the wheel now. I want to hear what this that's because to me, this is something that would like happen after The Master Napper, if that is happening.
All right, Reg, that you have earned your place.
I like we're on short end now, Reg.
Yeah. Okay. Great job.
Appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Shout out to Cliff Hogg, who's here in the Twitter Spaces.
Shout out to Cliff.
He should be verified. What are you like? Stop being so stingy, Twitter. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's
two for one. Me and the Hogster.
Let's say hello to Eli, who another, I'll say Eli is, another question mark. Somebody that I would say that I don't think we know, Eli, personally.
Anyone we don't know is a question mark.
Yeah. But
if you're a stranger, you're they say don't speak to strangers on Twitter Space. My parents always told me.
That's what they always used to say. All right. Let's say hello to Eli. And seriously, you know, no funny business.
No funny business.
I can confirm that the bowling meme Akiva was talking about is a real.
Yeah. Thing. Who do you think you are? I am.
Yeah.
Play it, Rob. Can you play it for the listener?
Who do you think you are? I am.
What's it? Pete Weber? Is that his name, Eli?
Now you're asking too many questions.
Yeah, I think it's Pete Weber. He's great.
Yeah. I
watched
video on TikTok recently, and they said that a guy is either good at bowling. Or doing a different activity that I can't talk about on the podcast.
Ah, you can only be good
but
at one
you can
of
only
them.
Be one.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Eli.
Now it seems like it seems like you should be good at both or neither. I don't know why that's logical, but fine.
One was involved a different part of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Should we just put that on the wheel?
What way?
Which one are you good at? And we guess.
Investigate.
People come get, we guess. Like, all right, which one are you good at?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to find out if I'm good at bowling when I go try to beat my 164 high score.
Yeah. All right, Eli, what's happening?
Not much. I just ordered a burrito. So excited for that. But
mm-hmm. Okay, keep us posted.
Yeah, Rob hates food talk, so you're off to that start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Eli, what's happening? This is the lightning round also, by the way.
Oh, okay, sorry. I'll go quicker then. But this is based kind of on the Get Dragged episode and the superhero episode. But what if you did a similar idea, except Rob and Akiva become like WWE wrestlers? And then you could kind of like, what's your gimmick? What are your mm-hmm. moves? What's your entrance mm-hmm. theme?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we have a great WWE podcast on RHAP.
Yeah.
Oh, Mari's actually.
Yeah, shout out to Matt
here,
Mari from the wrestling round.
And Matt was in here before.
Yeah.
And they, I think. They
that's their shtick.
Should we just go on the wrestling round?
Yeah. Or are you suggesting we steal their bit?
No, don't steal it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know if there's enough there for an episode of to make us into professional wrestlers, but maybe it could be something that we talk about when we get to the Royal Rumble.
When we're in the Royal Rumble, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go then. Okay. Perfect.
Right. I'll get an update. Hopefully that'll be ready by now. I got to speak to Jillian about the Royal Rumble.
All right, Eli, thank you so much. Okay. So we have I have Ian and I have Jackson. Jackson has no avatar.
I think you need an avatar.
You need an avatar. Okay. All right. So I'll go to Ian, sorry. even though we don't know Ian. Okay. I keep hitting invite to co-host. I mean, imagine that. Oh my God. All right. Let's invite Ian. Okay.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well. I actually do know Akiva. I've been on 32 Fans and GOG. So
you've been on NGOG too?
I have indeed. I have
Akiva,
indeed.
Who's Ian?
Ian is he's a friend of the family. Well, by the way, Rob, you're going to be on NGOG soon. I think we're almost on season 3, episode 7.
Okay. All right.
I think so. Got to work that out with
your
people.
Of whose family? Allie's or your?
The NGOG family.
Oh, okay.
And I guess 32 Fans.
Yeah, I'm friends with Allie, although I would call her an internet acquaintance if I was talking to her.
That's what she calls me. It's very upsetting.
All right.
And I defended the Cowboys on 32 Fans in this offseason, so things have been going well since then.
Okay. All right. So, Ian, what's going on?
It's actually weird that Tricky brought up 100 Deeds for Eddie McDowell, because that kind of relates to my idea. You were worried
what's
about
it, what's it called again? 100 Deeds for Andy McDowell?
Yeah.
Eddie McDowell. Yeah, you were basically...
Is it a cartoon or is it real live action?
I think it was live action. That wasn't like a show I was super into, but my idea with the branding is Snick is trash. So Deeds for Eddie McDowd was on Snick. While I wouldn't choose this lineup, I think the idea is that if it were to come up on the wheel, you watch a lineup of Snick, which is a two-hour
block.
Can
you give us some show ideas? Because I'm old and I don't remember what was on there.
Yeah, so I think the big ones that resonate a lot with, like, 90s kids are mostly...
Oh, wait, hold on. Ian, are 90s kids people who grew up in the 90s, or are 90s kids people who were born in the 90s, but, like, 1997?
I was born in 91. I think that's prime 90s kids.
Yeah,
because
you have both.
You have both. Yeah. I was born in 83. I was not born in the 90s, but I don't really remember much about the 80s, you know?
Yeah.
Remember the 89 earthquake? That's like my first memory. The World Series. Because I was mad. I was at my grandma's house. The World Series was postponed for 11 days. I really have not done much growing since I was 6 years old, you know, in terms of like my hobbies or anything like that.
Who are you mad at? God?
I guess God. I don't know. Like I watched. They're like, all right, the World Series is back in 11 days. Like, what the hell? I don't even care about the teams in it, honestly.
Okay. All right. So this is just another more support for 100 Deeds for Eddie McDowd.
No, so I very much like, I think Snick had a lot of great lineups, and I would not choose the one that has that on it.
Okay,
personally.
So you say Snick is trash.
Do you know the names of Snick shows off the top of your head?
Yeah. I think a lot of the big ones were All That, Keenan and Kel. I mean, I know Scary Stuff isn't your, you could throw in an episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark?
I would do it.
Yeah.
No,
I think this is pretty good. I think this is...
I'll put it on the wheel right now.
You don't need to verify and make sure that nobody from Snick is canceled?
I mean, but there's a lot of shows. If someone from Snick is canceled, we do a different Snick show.
Yeah, and you have Kenan Thompson as
All right, fine.
Face, one of the faces
Snick, of Snick. Snick is trash. Okay, we'll put it on the wheel. Okay?
There we go. We really needed one today, because the wheel is very thin.
Very thin.
We really need to put at
it's
least
getting
one
too
show
skinny.
On. That's good. It's true.
The wheel, you it's need like to eat something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at you. Okay.
Yeah. Someone came to me before my bar mitzvah and was like, we're only giving you a bar mitzvah present if you gain some weight. So that's like the wheel right now. That was the dumbest thing they ever said. I was like, all right, I'll gain 120 pounds.
And you got the present?
Yeah, I did get the present.
All right, Ian, thank you so much. Okay, Tate is here. Let's just go to Tate real quick, okay? And then we'll spin the wheel. All right, Tate. Okay, let's see. Tate, are you there? All right, here
comes. Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Tate.
Hi.
Tate is our t-shirt maker or hat maker for the Five Timers Club.
Yes, yes, yes. Do you design the Seinfeld logo?
Yes, the Seinfeld ramp logo.
Yes, that's my favorite one. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, awesome! Thank you.
I have that shirt and I love to wear it.
You were wearing it out. You were wearing it out on Instagram stories recently.
Yes.
Nice.
All right. So, Tate, what's going on?
So my idea actually has a small tie into the last one, building off Kenan Thompson. I'm in like the Gen Z millennial cutoff, like right on the line. But I've just now, SNL has had some like hosts that I'm really into with Rami Malek, Jason Sudeikis, Kieran Culkin, like all the shows being covered on RHAP. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking Robin Akiva are live from New York, have like SNL bits. You could like talk about cast members, talk about like all-time segments, maybe like have a group of writers, your own writers.
Okay.
If you wanted to have the live segment, maybe even do it here on Twitter space.
Yeah. So I'm not sure necessarily like we produce our own SNL is the.
Are we doing like Weekend Update? What are we doing?
Is the way to go.
The monologue and then some like topical skits, I guess.
I don't know. I don't know why I feel like very little. Like, I don't care about the current show at all.
Mm-hmm.
Get Matt Gorey on as Pete Davidson.
that is actually, now you're selling me. Now you're selling me.
I feel like that season 3 episode 7 of SNL was in the fishbowl at one point.
And yeah, we Chester took it out because it was like so
Chester
stupid.
Was going to be the guest. Was going to do something about SNL.
It was like too old. It's too old. We don't watch.
Now, you were worried that people were going to call us boomers because SNL is such an old show.
No, it was so old. It's like pre-boomers. It's like boomers were going to make fun of us.
Yeah, boomers were going to make fun of us. So I like the idea of doing something with SNL. But I don't know.
I know
if
Mike
the idea
Bloom is like an SNL super fan too, so we'd probably be involved some way.
But the
other pitch I have is more of like a mechanic pitch.
Yes,
I know right now. Will
mechanic
super
pitch.
Small.
Yeah. Oh, okay, fine. Robin and Keith become mechanics. That would be good.
But no, the mechanics are my favorite on the wheel, like the fishbowl, the crappy diaper. And you guys,
that's
I know
us.
There's been times where game shows come up. And you're like, it sounds good, but we already have one. So I thought maybe like a game show spot where you just, like, if you have multiple game shows at once, there's no chance of them like being back to back if they're all in one.
So basically, you want a crappy movie diaper, the game show spot.
Yes.
That's interesting. I guess there are times where we want to try to fast track something, but I think that that's a good note.
What, so you want bad game shows?
Not bad game shows, but basically we have
this
one spot on the
show.
Wheel that's permanently like
four game shows.
Yeah, the game show diaper.
Yeah. Yeah, we really do need a game show for next week. People send in your game show idea.
And it's just basically like we put the old stuff back on. Like you know, it's just like there's a game show diaper, and then if it's like something is ready, we put it in there.
Write me ideas this week in the note, and I'll do that next.
Okay,
week. That's a good.
Also, it doesn't need a catchy name like the fishbowl or the diaper.
Okay. All right. We'll see if people have an idea for that. All right, Tate, thank you so much. Okay,
thanks, Tate.
Thank you.
All right, Akiva, I also have an update from Gonjo, who that you had asked, would he consider making the accent the positive idea, and he said no, but he Gonjo did DM me and say that he would be down to contribute.
Yeah, because doesn't he make all those games? I feel like it's like that same skill set. You know?
Same skill set. Okay.
So yeah, if he's up for it, then I think.
And we'll leave it to Gonjo if he wants to include the idea of that it's like The Voice, and we have we spin our chairs around if we like somebody.
Yeah, Gonjo, hit me up on DM so we can.
Okay. All right, Akiva, you ready to talk about what is on the wheel right now?
Yes, let's do that.
So the Robin Akiva are the pickup artists. So you are still contemplating whether that should be on the wheel.
Yeah, I think that'll probably make it eventually, but let's wait one more week.
Okay. Boy, no idea has been as vetted as this one.
I didn't vet it at all yet.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't do it this week, then it's on.
Yeah,
then it's on.
The Mets
week.
General manager candidates are like, boy, this is like a lot of, this is very vetted.
Yeah, look how that went. Look how that went. The first guy's gone. The second guy's gone. They can't get a third guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a disaster.
Okay. All right. Season 3, episode 7. Actually, no, he's not eligible for this week.
Yep.
because this was a season three episode seven. Okay. The coin flip. Right. The crappy movie diaper. Guest choice. Oh, that boy.
By the way, guest choice would be awesome. I hope that comes up because mm-hmm. we're going to pick a random guest out of these, however many people are left.
I might go to this guy, Jackson, who has no avatar.
No, we're not going to Jackson.
He might get to pick. Yeah. Robin Akiva write a kid's book. Okay. The Robin Akiva movie commentary. The human lie detector.
Okay.
Fiverr Goes West and Five Nights at Fally's.
Now, is there anything you're thinking there? Because I know you have a busy week and Thanksgiving. You're a big Thanksgiving guy.
Mm-hmm.
Hates the turkey, but he loves being with his family.
Why do you say I hate the turkey?
Well, it's food. I'm just joking.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you think like, oh, if that comes up, we're not doing an episode for 2 weeks, basically. What should we root for or against, depending on someone's
Well, stance? Is Fallon doing 5 episodes this week?
Good question.
Mm.
See, we really need like an Amanda type live on the air.
I mean, she is live.
Here, I'm going to look it up, though. I'm going to look it up while you just, you know.
I mean, is there even an idea we can do this week? Like, there's almost no ideas on the wheel.
There's this weird site called interbridge.com, Rob. I don't know
interbridge.com.
I don't remember why I know this, but it has basically been around for like decades, and it basically is just a list of who is on every late night show. I don't remember like why I seen it, but like this truly goes back 20 years, this website.
What is it called? It's just like a list. Interbridge.com?
Yeah, and there's just like the lineups for every late night show.
I'm on interbridge.com. That's not what I'm seeing.
Interbridge.com/lineups, and you'll see it.
Interbridge.
So Fallon, well, it's next, so it has next week's. So he is doing show, he even has a new show on Thanksgiving, which seems bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure it's called interbridge.com?
Yes, I'm so sure. I've never been sure of anything.
How do you spell interbridge.com?
There's no way you could spell it wrong. Interbridge.com/lineups.
Is anybody else struggling with this that I am on interbridge.com?
Everyone's on it. No, the site's going to crash. Everybody's on it.
I'm on interbridge.com, and on that I see a bunch of different like websites, and then
just Google Interbridge and late night and you'll find it.
INTER.
Yes.
Bridge.
Yeah.
.com.
// lineups.
Yeah, this is a website design site.
Whatever. Anyway, I'm on the site.
Okay.
Oh, Whoopi's on. Oh, we missed. Whoopi was on yesterday. We missed Whoopi on Fallon. Mm-hmm. That would have been a fun. Imagine if we had like Whoopi and Kyle Chandler as the guests.
Okay.
We missed Whoopi. Anyway, this week, Jeremy Renner, Christian Chenoweth, Haley Steinfeld, Julie. Why am I doing a commercial for Jimmy Fallon? Anyway,
Five Nights at Fally's. Yeah.
So yeah, I think he's doing Thursday, but not Friday. So I don't know. We do not know yet if Fallon is doing new shows the week of Monday, November 29th. I would guess he is, probably is, but we won't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know yet.
Okay.
So we'll see when we spin the wheel.
All right. So Akiva, let's go ahead. Let's spin and see what comes up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right, boy. For the listeners out there, send us your ideas. Go to robinsonwebsite.com/what? Wheel pitch?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's spin and see what's happening. All right? For episode number 157. You're hearing it live. Oh, it is Five Nights at Fally's.
Okay.
So basically, I think... Yeah.
So we can do... Oh, so that's this week.
Yeah.
So we're watching... Yeah, so we can do that.
Okay.
We can watch that, right?
All five nights of... Are we sure? Are there repeats? Ask, what does Interbridge say?
Interbridge says no repeats this week. Oh, actually, Monday through Thursday. We only have to watch 4 nights at
Fally's. Okay, well, 4 nights at Fally's. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't list Friday's show.
Let's see. Can we get emojis from the Twitter Spaces chat?
What are they thinking? Because I'm on Interbridge. Clap. I'm not in the clap. Chat right now.
Okay.
So here are the guests
kind
for
of
this week,
response.
Okay?
Jeremy... Regis Skilling.
Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
Jeremy Renner, Christian Chenoweth.
That's
Jenny
Hawkeye.
Lewis. Yeah. Haley Steinfeld, Liza Koshy, and Ali Colbert. Julie Bowen, Kiki Palmer, and Zoe Wees. And Will Ferrell, Paul Rudd, Sebastian Maniscalco, and
without Jenny sexiest Lewis. Man alive. Are you sure that's a new episode?
Yep, yep. And, on Thanksgiving. On Thanksgiving.
On
night.
Thanksgiving. Wow.
Yep. But I assume he's not doing a Friday show. So it could be four nights at Valley.
Four nights at
Valley.
Do we
have to watch the rerun? Should we just watch the rerun?
I think we should watch whatever they put on Friday night.
Fine. Perfect. Okay. So Five Nights at Valley is coming next week.
Boom. All right. Akiva, what's coming up for you?
Got NGOG happening. I think I'm going to record the 32 Fans Patreon episode after this. We got football talk. We have Curb with Josh and, you know, surprise guest. And by surprise, I mean, we haven't found one yet. That's about it on the 3.5, 4.5, whatever podcast. What about you? What do you have going on this week?
Well, I got to watch all of Tiger King to talk about that on Nothing But Netflix with Chappelle.
Sometimes you guys have to bite off a big thing, you know, on Nothing But Netflix.
I think it's just five episodes. I feel like that they sort of like tried to take the leftovers and turn it into a new meal. So
that's, I'm sure, what happened. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So. Going to be diving into that. We'll be having that podcast up for you on Monday. And then all the Survivor. Hannah Shapiro is on the Feedback Show. Very funny stuff. Sophie Clark on the Survivor recap. So lots of big shows.
All right. Very exciting. Big week on RHAP. Thanksgiving week. I remember when I was just a wee lad listening, I was on a long bus trip back from a family member. I was going back early before my family, so I took the bus.
Yep.
And I was probably not even, I don't even think I was an RHAP podcaster yet. Maybe I was. Listening to you and Andrea Belke talk about Survivor on Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, and then
kept me company for many hours.
I do remember that. I actually talked to Andrea a couple times on Thanksgiving. We did it again a couple of years ago. So yeah, all right, we got a Thanksgiving Survivor feast coming this week also.
Mm-hmm. All right, great.
But I'm actually going to record that one on Friday. So all right, stay on the lookout for that. Thank you, Twitter Spaces, for hosting this week's Renat Mailbag. And you can listen to the sweet sounds of Alexander Chester. Now, do you think anybody went to sleep with their Twitter Spaces on? Will this wake anybody up if we play it too loud?
I hope not. I hope not.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Here come the man in black. Man in black. Won't let you remember. All right, check it. Let me tell you this in closing. Although it might seem imposing, but trust me, if we ever show in your section, believe me, it's for your own protection. Because we see things that you need not see, and we be places that you need not be. So go with your life, look at the Roswell Crap Show, look to the black suit, because that's the man in.
Why was Roswell a crap show?
Yeah.
Is he saying that's like a sloppy job?
I'm not sure.
Like the men in black, like look down their nose at Roswell, how they handle
it. Anti-Roswell, Area 50, whatever it's called. Area 49, 51, 51. Mm-hmm. It's the 51st state.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.